Velocity of Centennial with their turnovers. It all leads to another Bearcats victory here tonight, 63-30. All right, time to turn our attention to our Players of the Game reunion title. Brings it to you each and every week here on the First Financial Bank postgame show. Here is Kevin with the kids.
All right, Money Parks tonight, six catches, 106 yards, four touchdowns. First of all, welcome back. Welcome home.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. It's home.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, your transition. I mean, the one thing that Tim McKinnon kept talking about with you since you came back was how much stronger, how much tougher that you've been, and just understanding to play the position. Can you take us through that process these last, you know, 9 months about getting stronger, becoming more of a complete receiver?
I just want to prove to the team that I'm all in and 100% committed to this team.
Let's take us through the touchdown. I especially want to talk about the last one because you have two defenders on you, and Jake laid that out perfectly for you.
Yeah, that's a great pass from a great quarterback.
I want to talk about the other two, the wide receiver, or the other one, the wide receiver screen, the little bubble screen, where you really showed that toughness and the strength there, where you broke, I think, three tackles, maybe four. Just take us through that play because you're trying to get through some traffic there.
Just trying to get in the end zone and make a touchdown.
And it's money, and you've got the money thing on your ear flap there on that. So where'd you find that?
Academy.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Always have to have it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, congratulations. Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, now with Logan Thurman, our defensive player of the game, and Logan, who missed the first two games with the knee injury. First of all, how did it feel to get back out there?
It felt great to be back. Good to be back with my teammates out on the field, all working together.
Let's talk a little bit about just the conditioning part, because there's a game conditioning that you've got to go through in order to get through something like this. And so how was that for you tonight?
It was a little rough working back into it at first, but I feel like we overcame our adversity and it wasn't too bad on us.
Okay, so let's obviously with this spread option that they've got, they're a difficult offense because you don't see it a lot, and so they've got a lot of dive option pitch. And so learning, getting through that, what was that like for you guys tonight? Just because they're a dangerous team for sure.
Right. We worked for 2 weeks just on everybody knowing their responsibilities inside and out, and tonight it really paid off and everybody played smart. And when we all work together and keep our eyes where they're supposed to be, good things happen.
All right, 21 points too off of turnovers, and so opportunistic for you guys as well.
Definitely turnovers help us a lot.
What's going to be important for you guys, and maybe for you in particular, as far as the bye coming up?
Important for us is to just keep getting better every week and get ready for our next game and take it 1 week at a time.
All right, sounds good. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, and I got head coach Tim Buchanan here. And Tim, again, the story of this game, opportunistic, scored touchdowns off of three turnovers, scored on all five times you guys had started possession on their side of the field. That's what you got to like about this team, opportunistic.
Well, that looks like old Bearcat football right there on defense. I mean, our defense, you know, I'm going to say we created turnovers. They didn't just drop the ball on the ground. Our guys hit them and hit them hard and created those turnovers, which put our offense in great shape to score.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, they come back, they hit a couple of touchdowns late in the third quarter, one off the onside kick. They make it a little bit interesting at 49-30. And then the way your offense responded with that long drive, what does that say about this team and this program just in general for things like this?
Well, our offense is explosive. I'd hate to have to defend it. I mean, from the offensive line to the running back, to the quarterback, to the wide receivers. I mean, when you look out there, you say, who are you going to try to stop?
Right.
Yeah, and they had a plan to try to stop Jace McClellan, and it hurt. I mean, you got to. I mean, it's not just Money and JoJo. You got other receivers out there like Pellegrino that makes plays, and Miko Little who makes plays. So it's a hard offense to stop.
You talked so much in the offseason about how Money has come along, how much of a tougher, stronger player that he is. And I think we saw that on that little bubble screen play that covered about 20 some odd yards where he has to break three tackles before he breaks in. Is that the Money that you saw in the offseason and in spring and in fall camp?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Money has matured so much. I wish I had him for another year. He's a good football player and a pleasure to be around. I mean, he works hard. I've never been around a receiver that worked harder than him.
He made a comment to me just a few moments ago about saying that, you know, just the work that he's put in, wanted to prove to all of his teammates that he was back. So for him to volunteer something like that, that has to resonate with you to some extent.
Oh, he's a good football player with a really good attitude right now, and he's extremely talented, and that's dangerous for for an opponent.
Yeah, you know, you talked about how dangerous this offense is. You guys have averaged about 60 points per game in all of these games, and I don't know if you guys can keep up that pace. Probably you can, but I mean, but what's going to be important for you guys in this bye week coming up before you guys hit the road for the first time in Everman?
Well, in the bye week, we're going to work on some things that we need to get better at. And believe it or not, offensively we do. I mean, we stalled in the first possession tonight. I mean, we do not want to punt the football on our first possession, and we made some mistakes, and we'll get better at that.
What about defensively? I mean, I know obviously Centennial hit you with some traps, and they got some good players over there as well. But what do you guys want to focus on defensively? Just because this is a defense that still has a little ways to go, showed some good things tonight as well.
Well, we're still young and inexperienced on defense, and we've got to get better. And we got a lot better tonight. We got tired there at the end. They had a lot of snaps and a lot of long drives, and we were scoring so quickly on offense. Had to put our defense right back out there. We probably should have done a little better job of subbing at that point, and getting some kids, and not just the D line some rest, but linebackers and secondary guys.
All right, sounds good, Tim. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you 2 weeks in Everman.
Thank you.
All right, that is Kevin with the coach. It's brought to you by Weatherford Truck and Equipment. Our players of the game brought to you by a reunion title just a moment ago with Logan Thurman and also Money Parks, who had the big night tonight.